country we've already encountered. What's good about it is that you have a high degree of information density, you have smooth animations. On the negative side is you have occlusion, because we're using 3D, so we're putting stuff in the back of the cone, hence it will be excluded, and so it's not all of it is visible at once, but only the things that are in focus currently are visible. Other negatives are it's not trivial to implement, it requires sort of a 3D environment and sufficient horsepower in terms of the computer so it can support the rapid animations.